Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost. And today on the Joy of Junk Journals, we are talking about the Facebook group that has been started for the Paper Outpost. Yes, I've started a Facebook group. And I wanted to talk to everybody about why I started this Facebook group and what its purpose is and why you might find it an interesting thing to become a member of. It's actually serving a specific purpose that isn't served by the other platforms so far. The Paper Outpost has a YouTube channel, so come on over and check out our YouTube channel. We have lots of videos on how to make junk journals, construct the junk journals, the covers, the spines, and all the ephemera and embellishments that go inside. And then the Paper Outpost has a Facebook page, which allows me, Pam, the Paper Outpost person, to go ahead and upload her latest videos and any updates about up and coming events or information that I want to send out to all of our people who are interested in the Paper Outpost and its journey. But what it was missing, this Facebook page, was the easy ability for people who are following the Paper Outpost to post what they're making or doing easily. It was just more of a cumbersome process because you'd have to dig way back into some videos that were done a long time ago to post a picture of something that you made and you wanted to associate it with that particular video. So the Facebook page is a very fan-friendly place where fans can post their latest creations and beautiful junk journals or their ephemera or their embellishments right there, and they post right to the top. So you'll be able to post the most current stuff and everybody can see it, and we can all interact with each other and share ideas and learn from each other. And it's just going to be a very wonderful, positive, supportive, encouraging environment for everybody who has any interest at all in junk journals. Even if you've never made one, you don't have to make one, but come on over and join and check it out. And it's a very friendly group. I just opened it. The first day I opened it, literally when I just hit go, bing, I got the first person came across and she wanted to join. I'm like, oh, that was so exciting. So on day two, we were already up to 38 members, so I expect it to grow quickly. And it really seems like everybody's very motivated to interact with each other and share their stories. There's a place for you to make a little introduction so you can get to know everybody a little bit, and they tell you a little bit about themselves, and everybody shares about what different kinds of art they like to do. And it's really warm and loving environment. I'm enjoying it very much. And we're sharing our workspaces. You know, do we craft in a big room, a little room, a tiny area on the kitchen table, maybe a TV table, maybe you've got a whole craft room. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The whole thing is that the most important thing is that you're having fun and you're enjoying your process, and you're willing to learn and grow and share ideas. And you know, let's see what you make. Let's see what you've got, because it's a beautiful way to learn from each other. And it's very easy. Oh, another more big factor, a big difference from the regular Facebook page is that the Facebook group will have little challenges. It's going to have weekly mini challenges and monthly challenges. So every week on Monday, I'm going to post a weekly mini challenge. And the first weekly mini challenge is already posted in there. So you can go in there and just play with it and have fun. And these are optional. They're not mandatory. And there's no deadline for when they need to be done. But they're encouraging prompts for you to get your creative juices flowing and to tickle each other's little creative juices with, look what I made. And the other person can show, look what I made, look what I made, look what I made. And they're going to be very fun, and they're going to be very simple. And the monthly ones will be a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more designed to stretch you out of your artistic comfort zone, maybe go places we don't normally go, but all related to junk journal covers, junk journal embellishments, junk journal ephemera, everything junk journal. And you're more than welcome to post in there projects that you're currently working on that are related to junk journals, or you're also welcome to post any comments you have related to the podcasts in there, or any of the YouTube videos or anything Paper Outpost related, and anything related to junk journals in general. So it's a great space to really immerse yourself in the junk journal world. There's going to be a lot of interaction with each other. I'm going to be on there popping in and out all the time, looking to see what everybody's posting, because one of the reasons I really wanted to create this area was because I really want to see what you guys are making. I want to see what amazing ideas you have, and I want to be inspired by you. I want to learn from you. I want to grow from you. You know, we're all in this together, and it's mind-boggling to me. When I first started the Paper Outpost, I thought that I was just a strange woman who sat in her house and played with paper and glue, and I was the only one on the planet. And it just felt like a very sad, lonely existence. But I soon quickly discovered that I'm not alone, and I'm not alone on a magnitude of hundreds of thousands. There's so many people out there who are fascinated by paper crafting and making books, and now junk journaling specifically, that it's boggling my mind. We're not alone. There's huge numbers of us, and it's wonderful when you have this collective brain or this collective mind think. You can advance in your craft so much faster, because one thought begets another thought begets another thought. We keep continually creating better mousetraps in our mind, and it's wonderful when you can talk to a group of people instantly and easily on these topics that we're just so fascinated with. And you know, it's sometimes it's hard to find people in your own community. I know with me, I didn't think there were a lot of people out here who like to do what I do. I thought there were there are some people, and I found a few here and there, but not bushelfuls. You know, there it's just amazing to me how many people all over the world, internationally, you know, Australia, South Africa, the UK, the Netherlands, Scandinavia. I mean, they're everywhere. France. It's beautiful to see this. South America. It's just so many people are getting bitten by the junk journal bug, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon, because let's face it, the concept of making a book will be around forever. And I think it will become even more nostalgic because of the fact that written books are disappearing before our eyes, and everything is turning into digital content. And the value, I mean, those of us who are born today and before will remember what a written book felt like in your hand. The children of tomorrow may never pick up a book. They may just look at a book in a museum. It's sad to think, but the fact that we make these junk journals, and they're going to be filled with all the magical things that we put in them, these things will be keepsakes. They will be heirlooms. They will be handed down. They will be cherished. They will be, hopefully, they will be thought of as something worth saving, and they will hold on to a piece of history that will be able to be honored in the future generations to come. And maybe that's saying a lot for some of our junk journals. Maybe some junk journals are just to hold coupons or something like that. But the thing is, they're handmade, and just with that fact in and of itself makes it something extra special. There's a certain level of heart that is present in the work. There's a certain feeling that somebody held this with their hands, and they're, you know, and now you're holding it in your hands. And this was a creation that somebody made so that, in the hopes that somebody later on would take a look through it and find some magic for themselves. So, with that being said, this is why the Facebook group has been developed, so we can share thoughts and ideas related to this. And there will also, as an extra perk, along with the weekly mini challenges and the monthly challenges, there will be special contests and giveaways just available to the members. And that's kind of fun, because that's inspirational. I always look at contests and giveaways as ways that we can tweak interest or pique your curiosity about maybe thinking about something new, trying something new. It'll be a little bit adventurous and fun, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And all you need to do is become a member. There is no charge to become a member, of course, and it's very easy to become a member. And let me just quickly walk you through how to find out how to become a member, because I know it's very easy to get lost in that process, and it's not a hard process once you know how to do it. So I'm just going to talk you through it, and it'll take me just 20 seconds to explain that. So basically, you go to the regular The Paper Outpost Facebook group. So you go to Facebook, and in the search bar at the top, you type in The Paper Outpost, and that'll take you to the regular Paper Outpost page. And then once you are there, you're going to look for a button that's blue that says Visit Link. And it's going to be, there's a big picture of some of the side of a book. It's all the open pages on the side of a book on the front page of the Paper Outpost page, the Facebook page. And in the bottom right corner of that picture, there's the link. You're going to see Visit Link, Visit Group Link, or Visit Link. And you click on that, and it takes you immediately to the group page. Okay, so once you are there, you're on the Facebook group page, and you'll know it's the Facebook group page when you look in the upper left corner. It's going to say the Facebook group. It's going to say the Paper Outpost FB group. Okay, that's the official name of it, the Paper Outpost FB group. And it is a private group, okay, and that means that other people, like if you just go onto Facebook and you type in The Paper Outpost FB group, you will find it, but you will not be able to see any of the posts or see who is a member unless you join the group. Okay, now, so once you're on the actual Paper Outpost Facebook group page, you're going to look for the join link. And that's, I would say, about, that's on the left lower corner of the big picture on the main page, okay? And once you locate the join button, you click the join button, and you're going to be presented with three very easy questions to answer. Just answer the questions, and then it's going to ask you to read the rules of the group, okay? So basically, the rules of this group, read through them, but they're the basic rules you see on most groups. It's just basically be nice, be friendly, don't be mean, and have a good time. And the only two things that we're not going to do in this group are we're not going to do swaps or selling in this group. This group is going to be mainly designed to do challenges and increase interaction and share what you've made through pictures with each other. And I think that will be the easiest way to organize this group so it's the most productive and for everybody. Okay, and so yep, that's pretty much it. So once you answer the three questions, you've read the rules, hi Holly, and you click on submit, then you're going to be approved. Okay, so everybody will officially get approved if they follow those steps, and already tons of people are coming over getting signed up, so please come on aboard. We'd love to have you. We'd love the interaction, and we'd love to see what your thoughts are and learn a little bit about you and maybe hear about what you're making, or if you feel brave, go ahead and post some pictures about what you're breaking. We'd love what you're making. We'd love to see them. And you know, check out the challenges. There's already the first mini weekly challenge, and there is also the first monthly challenge. And I've gone ahead and I've called them missions. So you're going to have your weekly mini mission, and then you're going to have your monthly mission. So it's weekly mini crafting mission and monthly mini crafting mission. And these missions are optional. They're not mandatory, and you can complete them in the week, the weekly one, or you can take longer than a week. There's no pressure at all. This is all just meant for you to have fun and get a little bit of inspiration under your wings so that you guys can sail and we can all learn together. So that's pretty much it. So I encourage you all to embrace the new year. Let's all do something new. Let's interact on this Facebook group page. I was never a big Facebook person before, but I had to learn how to embrace this because I realize it's a great tool so that we can all interact together, even on a grander scale. And we're going to just take this places that we haven't even dreamed of yet. So I'm very excited to see you over there, and I want to interact with you and introduce yourself and say hi. And you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be an artist. You don't have to have ever had made a junk journal before. You just have to have the spirit that you're open to ideas and you just want to learn and come on over and have some fun. And there'll be lots of people over there who have lots of experience and lots of ideas, and lots of people are willing to share already. It's already happening. It's really neat to see. So come on over, everybody. Roll up your sleeves. Let's have some fun. Let's create with reckless abandon. And remember that fun can be simple. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.